The BBC Radio Theatre Group presents Egg Timer by Sarah Boland.
Hi there, sweetie.
Hi, babes. How are you doing?
No, I think the question is, how are you doing?
Actually, I think that should be more of a, how you doing?
So I guess it was kind of cheesy then?
Well, yeah, pretty much. It was seriously Stilton.
Oh, come on. Surely it couldn't be all that bad.
It was.
You mean to tell me that there wasn't even one of interest?
Well, maybe one.
Ha! I knew it. Come on now, dish.
He was kinda cute. Actually, he's very cute. And he was the only one there that had anything vaguely interesting to talk about.
And
what?
Come on, stop holding out on me.
Well, the whole setup's a bloody nightmare. You spend long, painful minutes talking to boring underachievers. And then when you get to chat to someone who may have an ounce of intelligence and is reasonably shaggable, the clock seems to speed up and before you know it, the bell goes and another cheesy suspect appears. Hugely disappointing.
But did you not get to speak to him afterwards? Did you not get his email or number?
Well, yeah, I did. He said he'd like to meet me again, so we exchanged numbers and he said he'd call me. But I won't be holding my breath for that.
Come on, I'll bet he'll call. Anyway, I told you that you would meet at least one guy, so you can thank me for making you go.
Ha! I don't think I'll thank you for the other 55 minutes of boring, hopeless wonders, droning on about their pathetic likes and dislikes, tedious careers and uninspiring aspirations. I think I would rather have spent the time getting rid of the accumulating mildew in my bathroom shower.
Okay. Maybe you got unlucky with your bunch. I know that I had a lot more success when I went.
I know you did, but you clearly have lower standards than me. Generally, I think you'll agree that speed dating is a load of pants.
But you can occasionally find some gems in the dirt. Speaking of which, Paul rang me last night and asked me out on another date tomorrow night.
Oh, get you. He must be keen. What's that now, your third date?
Yes, date number three. We're going to that new swanky bar in the square.
Ah, of course. This is where he gets you really drunk and you put out for him.
Liz!
Come on, you know it is.
Paul is a romantic and not like that.
That's right, he's a real romantic, all right. That's why you met him speed dating.
Don't be such a cynic, Liz. That night we met was the first time he'd been speed dating.
Yeah, yeah, they all say that. Hang on, that's my phone. It's him! I better get this.
Answer it, answer it! I'll leave you to it. Oh, and Liz...
Quickly, what?
Be nice.
Yeah, yeah. Hello?
Come on, Liz. Time to dish. So what did you guys talk about?
We talked for hours. He's quite sweet, actually. And he asked me out for dinner tomorrow night.
Check you out. You are so loved up. So come on, come on. Tell me about him.
Okay, Car. I don't have puppies, for God's sake. He works for a software company, but he's not your average computer geek and actually has social skills. You'll be glad to know that he's also into rock climbing, so you won't always have to suffer as my belay partner.
No, seriously? My Paul is also into climbing. So we could all go together.
How romantic. A foursome up a mountain.
Very funny.
And he's into sailing and has threatened to take me out in his boat. Actually, didn't you say that Paul was also into sailing? A foursome at sea. Now that's far more exciting.
I never would have thought that we had similar taste in men. You usually go for the freaks, Liz.
Watch it, Miss Perfect. It's not that I'm actually attracted to freaks. It's more that freaks are attracted to me. I think now that I'm getting older and wanting to maybe bang out a couple of sprogs, I must be sending out some freak attracting signals or something.
Well, it sounds like this James character may be different.
Maybe. He's even into theatre and opera. He wanted to take me to the latest production of La Boheme at the Opera House.
Shut up. No way!
Yeah, no need to sound so shocked. Some guys are into that kind of thing, you know. They don't all have to be meatheads whose idea of a romantic evening is watching Match of the Day with one hand down your pants and the other on a can of Stella.
No, I was saying no way, because that is where Paul wanted to take me on our second date. But he couldn't get tickets. How freaky is that?
Hmm. That sounds a little too freaky. Rock climbing, sailing, and theatre. This town ain't big enough for that many interesting blokes. Where does Paul live?
Those posh new flats by the park. Why are you looking at me like that? You're not thinking.
That James is actually Paul?
No, there's no way.
Well, it does sound a little like too much of a coincidence.
No, there's no way.
Well, they do sound very similar. Like, almost like we're dating the same person.
No, there's no way.
Okay, Carol, if you say that one more time, I think I may have to stick your head in that frothy cappuccino.
No, you're being ridiculous. Paul said that he has only ever been speed dating that one time with me. Stop looking at me like that. I'm not an idiot. I think I know if he was lying.
Yes, of course you would. You have known him for 5 minutes, after all.
Okay, so what does your James look like? Describe him and I'll bet he's totally different.
Brown eyes, brown hair, about 6 foot tall. Oh, and he has a lot of facial hair going on.
Oh, well, come on. That could be most blokes.
He has a bit of a Barry White voice.
Oh, that does sound...
I knew it was too good to be true and he had to turn out to be a freak. 35 years of age and still meeting crazies. I'm never going to get my house on the prairie at this rate. I warned you that these desperado conventions only breed nut jobs.
Oh my God! I'm seeing him tonight! We're going out for drinks.
Perfect.
What?
Well, I can casually be there at the same time and see if this is the same guy who's trying to pick me up.
What if he sees you?
Well, then his cover is blown. Anyway, if it is him, I won't make a scene. I'll just call you on your mobile or something.
Oh, I don't know, Liz. It all sounds a little...
cheesy and desperate.
Oh, yeah.
That's because it is. Look, we may have jumped the gun a little, but there's only one way to find out. Now, this is what we're going to do.
The slime ball. Are you sure it was him?
Definitely. I'm sorry to break it to you, honey, but we do actually have the same taste in men after all. Same taste in man, even.
I can't believe this is happening. I mean, he seemed so honest and sincere and swore that he was only seeing me.
I warned you that speed dating was bad for your health.
Stop being so flippant about this. Anyway, it's your own fault. I didn't make you go.
No, you didn't. But you nagged me until I finally caved.
Come on, Liz. You know that's not really true.
Okay. Maybe the other reason is because my body clock has switched into desperate mode and I'm willing to try anything to get off the singleton heap. The other day, I considered the possibilities of getting impregnated by my pug-ugly cousin Tim.
That's not funny.
Laughing.
The thing about Paul is that he's really charming and I do still like him a lot. I'd been looking forward to my next date before you started with your conspiracy theories. I mean, I know this sounds bad, but would it be very desperate if I carried on seeing him?
Yes, Carol, it would. Don't even think about it. For all you know, he could have been having it off with different women every night of the week. Don't be so feeble.
I guess, but...
Besides, I think he may be occupied for a while.
What? Why? What do you mean?
Are you near the internet?
Yes, I'm by my PC. Why? What have you done, Liz?
Go to this website, www.kinkyhotloving.com.
Oh, no. I don't like the sound of this. Oh, my God! What kind of a weirdo site is this?
You'll like it. Trust me. Type in gay love machine in the search engine.
Oh, my God! That's Paul! Don't tell me he's gay, as well as a love rat.
Well, maybe not. Check out the photo a bit closer.
No way. That picture's from last night. Oh, my God! You did this.
I swear, Your Honour, it wasn't me.
You are unbelievable.
Read the text. I think I outdid myself here.
Desperate, hot-blooded male seeks kinky lover to fulfil strange fantasies, open to all persuasions, and willing to experiment with animals. Must be pushy and not take no for an answer.
Do you think it's too over the top?
Oh my God, it's completely over the top! Liz, you've even put his phone number here, for Christ's sake!
Carr, don't feel sorry for the bastard. He deserves everything he gets. I was very restrained when I saw him sliming on you last night and you lapping it up. He's probably at this every night, feeding the same bullshit to every other woman.
You're probably right, Liz. But it's still really cruel.
Yeah, it is. But so is preying on lonely and desperate women with expiring body clocks and bunnies to boil. And no, I'm not just talking about me.
Okay. Maybe you're justified. Perhaps he deserves it. Have a good life, gay love machine.
Now that's a bit more like it.
You know what this means now, don't you?
What?
I'm back in the dating game.
And I'm back looking for a half-intelligent, semi-good-looking sperm donor to impregnate me before the batteries in my clock expire. Maybe I should save time, cut out the middleman and just go straight to the sperm bank.
You wouldn't dare. You miss out on all the fun. By the way, I've heard that there is this new dating craze that's really big in the States. It's called...
No, Carol.
Oh, come on. I need someone to come with me.
No, Carol.
Wait. It would only be once.
No, Carol.
In Egg Timer, Liz was played by Linda Taylor and Carol by Rebecca Fulick. Egg Timer was written by Sarah Boland. The studio manager was Alan Morgan and the producers were Sarah Boland and Charlotte Simon.